Move on to question two, Deputy Ward.
Minister, I've engaged with you many times regarding the issue. Despite this, nothing has changed for the residents of Elm Park and Buncrana, so I'd be grateful if you'd provide me with an update on the situation of the defective homes built in a floodplain in Elm Park. What is the predicted cost of installing flood defences, and will you consider relocating the residents of Elm Park?
Minister.
Are required to manage significant flood risk and flooding. Since then, the OPW has trebled the sum of 100 number of flood relief schemes at design, planning and construction. These are in the first tranche of the schemes and are commencing work on tranche two schemes is constrained by the availability of specialist engineering skills and design flood relief schemes. 16 flood relief schemes were identified in County Donegal under the flood risk management plans announced in 2018. 12 of these projects are included in the first phase of implementation of the interim measures being piloted by Killybegs. The Buncrana flood relief scheme has an estimated budget of $6.8 million, and when built, it will protect 32 properties. Work on the design of the viable flood relief scheme is progressing and is due to be submitted to planning consent in quarter three of 2027 and completed in 2031. 9 properties at Elm Park experienced significant flooding in 2012 and 2017 are included in the scheme overall benefiting area. The estimated cost of managing the flood risk in these 9 properties at Elm Park is about $1 million. This is a viable option and work to progress in design and the planning consent is continuing. Donegal are the leading scheme delivery and has been in correspondence with the residents of Elm Park. I'm aware of the flood risk these Elm Park residents and these homes are affected by the use of defective concrete block and their construction. I understand all but one of these homeowners have opted to avail of the defective block scheme at the cost of $2.9 million. I recognise that the residents are concerned about the length of time before the flood schemes would be completed. And I've asked my colleague James Brown, the Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, and myself to consider to give a relocation option. Mr Christopher Sullivan, TD, and Minister of State of the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, held 2 meetings with me to explore a viable, workable solution for the homeowners. Work on a possible option is progressing with the effect of the Department of Housing and Local Government.
Deputy.
Minister, this week Storm Bran brought another weather warning to Donegal. Storms are becoming more and more frequent and these houses are becoming more and more dangerous. External walls are being damaged by the Crana River at the risk of flooding for these homes. Minister, the residents can't go on living like this. I've asked you for a predicted cost for installing flood defences, but it's very clear that the construction of these flood defences and given temporary rental accommodation will also cost the state. And not offering them a long-term proper solution is the only way out of this, and it's the only way forward. So temporary flood measures are a complete waste of money and will only temporarily slow down a flow of water and allow evacuation of these properties and properly. We've seen people nearly killed in this site. I know we've been looking at this and there's been many meetings, but I just don't see why it's taken so long. Will you ensure that the final decision is made before Christmas? Give these people some hope so that homeowners can finally have some peace knowing that this distressing situation can be solved.
More than me about Elm Park. I visited Elm Park in 2018 after the big flood. I know the pressure that's under in families. I've also been in contact with those families. Since I've taken up office, just as prior to summer, myself and Charlie McConnell-Logue met with Minister Brown. We have since then moved to try and find a solution, but you have to understand it's not as simple as flicking a switch. We are working collectively together. We want a resolution. I don't want people suffering in Elm Park. I don't want people contacting me on a daily basis in Elm Park. I want to reach out to them, offer them the support that they deserve. But I can assure you the whole of government is working together to try and find a resolution to help the people in Elm Park, and I, more than one, wants to do that.
Deputy.
There are many ongoing issues in Donegal, Elm Park, that require your immediate attention, but you need to do far more. The flood relief schemes across the whole county. There's still no sign of flood relief scheme planned for Killybegs, and they've come very close to being flooded again recently. Residents and businesses are still waiting anxiously, fearing what each storm may bring. And far more needs to be done to protect the coastal communities from coastal erosion, especially given the increase in the storms that we've had over the last year. Houses in Inver face real risks of coastal defences failing and they need to be progressed and fixed soon. We also, you visited Donegal Town Courthouse and ensured that the works can be completed as soon as possible and that the courthouse can be opened. Minister, will you commit to visiting Donegal in the new year, address Elm Park and other issues require your attention in the county, please?
Deputy Minister. Well, you remind me of a man in a council meeting. You're getting everything on all together. I don't blame you. You get the opportunity. But can I say to you, every time I stand up here in the Dáil, I have deputies like yourself asking questions, and you look to government, you look to OPW to deliver. I say to you today, I've made changes to the minor work scheme. I've increased the threshold from 750,000 to 2 million. I've notified the local authorities. I'm putting it to you, Deputy. You have control to go to your local authority to drive on schemes, to push pressure on them. It's not about this side of the house the whole time. We provide the funding. We look to the people and the opposition to keep one to blame. I'm not accusing you. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying to you, flooding is a huge issue. It's not something to score political points on, because it affects so many people up and down the country of Ireland, and no more than Donegal. I'm saying to you, you go to your local authorities, there's a number of schemes set out in Donegal that need to be progressed, but I need your help to push the local authorities to deliver on them as well.
Thank you, Minister.
We have the money to fund it.